Okay, so what's that one temptation in your life that keeps on knocking you off your perch? That one sin that, try as hard as you will, you simply can't win a victory over? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Anybody who's ever set their heart on following Jesus will know that there's that one temptation that always seems to get the better of them. It's though the devil has a stronghold in that one particular part of our hearts that we just can't defeat him in. And that doesn't make sense, because surely God wants to deal with that. Surely God wants to set us free. And yet so often has this sin overwhelmed us in this one particular area that we feel as though God has abandoned us. Well, today, I want to share a very precious and great promise with you. That promise is this. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Jesus has the power of God, and his power has given us everything we need to live a life devoted to God. We have these things because we know him. Jesus chose us by his glory and goodness, through which he also gave us the very great and rich gifts that he promised us. With these gifts, you can share in being like God, and so you will escape the ruin that comes to people in the world because of the evil things that they want. In other words, the moment you believe in Jesus, you become a participant in God's divine nature. It's like he's flung the door wide open to let you in. And the more you walk through that door and dwell in his place, the more he will set you free from the corruption that's eating away at you. His power has given us everything we need to live a life devoted to God. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Jesus is the power of God, and he speaks that power into our hearts through his word, sharper than any two-edged sword. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.